Hospital Administrator Grace Walters explained that outpatient specialist clinics can no longer be provided at the Milton Cato Memorial Hospital.
We've had to put a halt on some of our services. So at the moment, we can no longer accommodate our outpatient specialist clinic at the Milton Cato Memorial Hospital because we're seeing a lot of patients coming in who require isolation, and our resources are stretched in terms of the space that we have available and also in terms of our actual consumables that we use to care for our patients, as well as our human resources. Our human resources are really stretched because this is not a case where we can put patients, integrate them into what we already have. So at the moment, we have to have nurses separating patients and setting up little isolation areas on the compound at MCME while they await either a confirmation or an initial PCR test. Then we decide whether or not these patients are transferred to Argyle Isolation Facility or to the other facility that we have for patients with mild cases or patients who are not exhibiting symptoms.
That is Hospital Administrator at the Milton Cato Memorial Hospital, Grace Walters. In the region, health authorities in Barbados say there is no shortage of resources to fight the COVID-19 pandemic, even as they acknowledge challenges amid a surge of infections. The country's health minister, Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Bostick, told a news conference yesterday that the ministry is rationalizing its operations to see if it is effectively utilizing the resources that they have at the moment and also to improve in the area of technology. His response came mere days after the head of the COVID-19 monitoring unit, Ronald Chapman, said the Delta variant has made life much more challenging for the unit and for others involved in the battle against COVID-19, as it is moving faster than expected. And in the international arena, the United Kingdom said today it will offer a third dose of COVID-19 vaccines to everyone over the age of 50 and to other vulnerable people after an expert panel said the boosters were needed to protect against waning immunity during the winter. The country's health secretary, Sajid Javid, told lawmakers that the government had accepted the recommendation of the Joint Committee on Vaccination and Immunization and would start offering booster shots next week. The World Health Organization, WHO, had asked wealthy nations to delay the booster shots until every country has vaccinated at least 40% of their populations. I'm Leslie DeBeek with today's COVID-19 update.